Hey everyone, Casey Canton here on the Creepcast. And on today's show, we have a guest that you'll know from HBO's Game of Thrones. She's also going to be in Magnet's Honeymoon, that'll be on iTunes and on demand. It'll also be in theaters on September 12th. Please welcome to the Creepcast, Rose Leslie. Rose, thanks so much for joining us and taking the time out to be on the Creepcast. How are you doing?
Hello, doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Great. So Honeymoon was a pretty interesting film, and the fact that we really only see like four actors basically throughout the entire film.
Yeah.
So I just didn't know, you know, we get a lot of time to kind of get to know those characters. So I didn't know if it was a change of pace in acting for you, really only having scenes with Harry to kind of build this entire movie off of.
You're so right, actually, because this was very much the only project I've really ever come across whereby it was a two-hander, and Harry and I, even prior to shooting, we were fully aware of the kind of like pressure that we had within ourselves to make sure that we came across as an organic couple who were totally enamored with one another and totally at ease with each other's body language and the way that we moved on screen. And it was a lovely, intimate shoot that I'd never really, ever really come across before in a script. So it was a lovely kind of like change.
Did you guys spend some time, you know, prepping for the film together just to kind of feel like you're getting a better closeness with each other on film?
Yes, because we thought that was hugely important. And you know, we wanted kind of members of the audience whilst they were watching the film to really invest and really believe in this couple. You know, being on cloud nine, obviously, with the start of their honeymoon, and being utterly, as I say, in love with each other, to then kind of like see the demise and actually hopefully invest within whichever character or possibly both, to really then feel the kind of like magnitude of the end, whereby it all completely crumbles and things take most certainly a turn for the worst.
Yeah, it kind of falls off a cliff the last 20 minutes.
It does, doesn't it? Exactly. And Harry was sensational in you know, kind of like wanting a collaboration between the two of us and really figuring out a backstory and really creating a history for these two characters, whereby, you know, they've been going out for several years prior to their marriage and, you know, they had their own hipster life in New York prior to them coming, you know, now to Canada to Pete's grandmother's cottage. And so that was great because certainly for me it meant that there was a whole load more of confidence, on my part in kind of approaching the character and being there in the moment because we were already so at ease with one another.
And we kind of talked about it falling off a cliff. There's one scene in particular toward the end that's pretty graphic, and I don't want to give specifics.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for anyone. But what was your psyche filming something like that? Does it stick with you like hours after the film, or are you just trying to keep your composure to not laugh because the scene's so crazy? I just didn't know what your takeaway was from that scene.
Oh, my God, you're so right. I mean, humor is the best release. Absolutely the best release. There were several times during that scene, and we shot that scene in about 2 days. And there were several times just you needed that kind of like comic relief and just be like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. You're kind of like, I'm tied on that bed. And there were moments most certainly within my head just being like, how is this happening? How have I found myself in this situation? because never before did I ever think that was kind of like possible to even get into a kind of mindset of what was going on in V's head. Hopefully what I had decided decision and hopefully it worked out, that I really never really left that bedroom. And, you know, I kind of made sure that I didn't suddenly in our breaks go outside and make a telephone call to my parents and kind of like snap back out of it just because it was so intense and just so horrifying and harrowing for both of them that, you know, it was something that whereby, you know, the tempo actually kept very high and the stakes were magnified.
Yeah, it's definitely a cringe-worthy scene that's kind of like daring you to keep watching it. So I think it turned out really well. So.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, you starred in Game of Thrones. And then Harry Treadway is on Showtime's Penny Dreadful. So two very popular TV shows that they kind of brought together in this. So is there anything in particular, horror, sci-fi, fantasy, like TV shows that you're into right now outside of Game of Thrones? Maybe you're binge-watching suggestions for our listeners?
Well, do you know what? It's not particularly kind of like it's not sci-fi, but I finished Breaking Bad and I'm now on Orange Is the New Black, And so I'm loving both. So, well, I obviously thought Breaking Bad was absolutely phenomenal, and I adored it, and I binge-watched. And it's a window into my incredibly boring life that I watched kind of like all 60 episodes within the space of a month, just because I couldn't stop. And then with Orange Is the New Black, that is my new kind of like fetish, as it were.
I don't think that's boring. I think that's something we can all relate to. So,
yes, yeah. Exactly.
Now, I brought up Harry and, of course, Game of Thrones and Penny Dreadful. Was there any smack talk in between scenes or on the set between which TV show was better, or competition between those shows since they're hugely popular?
What? I may be biased, but hands down, Game of Thrones is the best TV show ever. But actually, by the time when we were shooting it, we shot it maybe about a year and a half ago, and Harry hadn't yet landed the role in Penny Dreadful, so that there was no kind of like competition going on. But I know I would have won if there had been.
Is there, you know, you shot your final season on Game of Thrones. I was just curious, could you share with us kind of your final day on the set? Because a lot of times you hear how emotional it is, or they'll throw a rap party. I didn't know if there was anything special that occurred on your last day that you could kind of share some insight.
Yeah, it was hugely special my last day. And actually the production were incredibly considerate and decided to make the scene whereby when Ygritte dies in Jon Snow's arms, for that to be my final day. Like, after that death scene, I was not coming back. That was my final kind of like wrap, as it were. So after then finishing that scene, the crew are phenomenal within Game of Thrones, and everyone kind of circled around and clapped, which was lovely, which completely made, I mean, I just became like a ball of tears. And then they presented me with Ygritte's bone arrow.
That's cool.
And they changed it and personalized it for me. So I was hugely touched and felt incredibly honored. And so it was a lovely thing. And then, you know, afterwards I just went around and probably hugged every single member of the crew, which was maybe about 400 people. So it took a while, but it was truly lovely.
That's pretty cool, because a lot of times, you know, if you ask actors if they get anything from the set, I feel like a lot of times, more often than not, they don't. And for it to be something that has symbolism is even cooler. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it really was. It was great. I had the most fantastic time.
It seems like you've done, you know, a lot of work with dramas or, you know, in the fantasy type realm. Is there anything that we'd ever see you do comedies, or are you interested in comedies and kind of stepping out of some of the genres that you've been in?
Yes. Oh my God. I would love to do comedy. I really would. I actually don't know how great I would be at it. Considering I think it's a very, very hard thing to pull off well. But no, of course I feel, you know, as an actor who is lucky enough to work at the moment, it's a wonderful thing to be able to show your versatility and to be able to accept roles that kind of like show the range of any actor, really. So it's never say never, in the sense that I would love to, but it's something that I feel that you have to be dead sure about.
I was going to say, is there one particular actor that's, you know, not necessarily just in the comedy genre, but since we brought that up and something you haven't explored yet, is there someone particular you'd like to work with in that?
Oh, my God. I mean,
like
I
one
have,
person? Or?
Oh, I have had a love from, I mean, the day I can remember ever first seeing her in Elizabeth, and it is Kate Blanchett.
Oh, yeah.
And I have always held her in the highest esteem and think that she is phenomenal, obviously. That absolutely goes without saying. And so, of course, it would have to be her.
That's a pretty good one to go with. Now,
it is a pretty good one to go for. I mean, it's highly unoriginal because she is so great, but certainly for me, that is my number one choice.
And before I let you go, I want to ask one more question about an upcoming film that you got. I believe it's in post already. It's called The Last Witch Hunter, and I noticed
it's actually in, well, it's just finished pre-production, so we're shooting it right now. We've only had one day so far.
Oh, wow, okay.
So post doesn't really occur until we don't wrap until December.
Okay, The cast was amazing. It had Vin Diesel and Elijah Wood, Michael Caine, and yourself, so I didn't know if there's anything that you can tell us about the film, maybe the role you play.
So obviously, it goes without saying, it is called The Last Witch Hunter, and Vin Diesel plays the Last Witch Hunter, and then myself, I play a witch, and we collaborate and become a team, as it were, to to battle against, oh gosh, I'm not too sure how much I can say, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but it is set in contemporary New York, and I'm afraid I'm actually just going to stop my mouth now because...
Okay, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
I'm so sorry, I'm unaware of how much I'm allowed to say.
No, that's fine. I was thinking if you're playing...
I don't actually want to get fired before I start.
I'd say if you're playing a witch and Vin's playing a witch hunter, at first I thought that was bad news for you, but we'll have to see. We'll wait and see what happens in the movie. But
okay, yes.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us on the Creepcast today. And Honeymoon is on iTunes and on demand September 12th. It'll also be in theaters. So best of luck on that, and best of luck with the witch hunter movie.
That is very kind of you. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.